Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read from the book of 2 Chronicles in the Old Testament. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. The Lord says to Solomon in that verse, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." And then this quote from an unknown source that I love, which says this: "When America was created, the stars must have danced in the sky." You know, I'll never forget the moment at the National Archives on our trip to our nation's capital years ago, introducing our son Nathan for the very first time, he was probably 13 or 14, to some of the history of our great nation. As we listened to the curator explaining some of the notable things about the Declaration of Independence, encased in a secure vault alongside the Constitution of the United States of America, chills and tears flooded my emotions as he read from that noble document. "When in the course of human events," he begins, "and then later, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I found myself with others, standing a bit taller as his voice began to soar as he continued reading those inspiring words. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world, do solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are, and of right, ought to be, free and independent states." As he concluded that memorable moment for us and all those gathered that day, his expression and tone in his voice made the words that he read seem as if they were his own. And for support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. It was clear that what was before us was not just any document, but a legacy of ideals, of determination and vision, divinely inspired, and the fabric upon which this great nation was founded. Before us was a document representing the lifeblood of valiant patriots, one whose fingerprint, darkened through the ages, could be seen on the page, no doubt etched there, as he leaned over to pen his name, knowing that by signing that great document, he was putting his life on the line, and that he stood to lose all that he had, including his wife and his children, but for the sake of all that he believed in and all that he held dear, especially his wife and children, he signed it. And on this week, heading to the celebration this Sunday of the 4th of July, Independence Day, in this journey as citizens of the United States of America, I wonder if we are up to the same sacrifice of those 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence, farmers and planters, merchants, lawyers, doctors, who, when they signed that noble document, knew full well that if they were captured by the British, it would mean the death penalty. But they still signed it, because they had a dream for the future of this nation, because no matter what you may hear to the contrary in some circles today, they had a deep faith in God. I wonder if you realize the price they each had to pay to establish this land of liberty for you and for me. Five of the signers were captured by the British as traitors, imprisoned and tortured. 20 had their homes ransacked and burned. 9 of the 56 fought and died from the wounds or the hardships of the war for independence. 1, a shipper and planter, saw his ship swept from the sea by the British Navy. He sold his home to pay his debts and died bankrupt. 1 was so hounded by the British that he was forced to move his family constantly and keep hiding. His possessions were taken from him, and he was reduced to poverty. British soldiers looted the property of several others of the signers. At the Battle of Yorktown, Thomas Nelson Jr., seeing that the British General Cornwallis had taken over the Nelson home as his headquarters, quietly ordered his troops to open fire. The home was destroyed, and Nelson died bankrupt. Another, Francis Lewis, saw his wife jailed by the British, and she died from the hardships of that prison within a few months. Another was driven from his wife's bedside as she was dying. Their 13 children fled for their lives. His fields were destroyed, and for more than a year he lived in forest and cave, returning home after the war to find his wife dead and his children forever vanished. These were not wild ruffians. These were men of means, educated men, but men who loved liberty more than they valued their own lives. They and their families paid the price for us, beginning at Bunker Hill, then Lexington and Concord, and down through Valley Forge, men with burlap wrapped around their bloody, frozen feet and their muskets held under their tattered garments to keep them dry from the winter. They paid the price for us. And that's what this week is about, to remember them and the dream of America they set before us 245 years ago. They made that first payment. And that payment has been kept up to date throughout our history. And the duty for the future of that dream has been laid at our doorstep. And I wonder if we're up to the task. I look around today in our streets, in our halls of Congress and states, at the deception and dishonesty deep within some of the institutions designed to protect us, and I wonder. But then I look deeper and across this great nation, past the noise and the vitriol of some, past the hateful rhetoric and the personal agendas of others, and I see others. I see noble patriots who still believe in the dream, patriots who remember the sacrifice of our founders and all those who stood in the gap for us. Is the dream of this nation worth the sacrifice they made? Those who have gone before have answered yes with their lives. A dream which lit the torch of liberty throughout our history, and a flame which will continue to burn brightly today and for all eternity, only as long as courageous men and women and children awaken each day, committed to stand up for that dream against the winds which seek to snuff out the flame from that torch of liberty. A dream woven in the tapestry of heroes down through the ages, America. A dream where we stand undaunted and equal to any challenge from within and without, America. A dream founded upon a firm and unequivocal reliance upon and obedience to God, America. A dream which we must unashamedly turn to and return to and improve upon for all citizens in this generation and those to follow, America. I wonder what you say about a country where children can still laugh together under the security of the folds of a red, white, and blue flag while the lights from the fireworks twinkle in their eyes. Perhaps you would say, God bless America. What do you say about a country that does all it can do to protect the rights of everyone, even those who would seek to destroy it? God bless America. What do you say about a country formed upon a firm reliance upon God, a God who calls us to turn to him and he will heal our land, as we read from 2 Chronicles? What do you say about that country? God bless America. What do you say about a nation where ordinary people rise up from towns, large and small, and from sea to shining sea, and race to help others anywhere around the world without expectation of thanks or payment? God bless America. What do you say about a nation which seeks to help children of all ages from every corner of our country to become all they were created to be? God bless America. I wonder what you say about a country where the hope for a better day draws millions to our shores, like my grandparents who waited and came through Ellis Island years ago, simply seeking a chance at the dream of this great nation. How about God bless America? America, a fragile, noble dream of liberty, justice, freedom, and opportunity for all. What will we do with it? Not just this 4th of July week, not just this Independence week and weekend, but every day for the rest of our lives. America, it needs our protection. It deserves our protection. It deserves, and those who have gone before us deserve, our respect and commitment to uphold and protect the dream founded under God. America. America is the last, best hope for freedom, for liberty, and opportunity in the world. Wouldn't it be a shame if we allowed it to be lost because we didn't care enough to protect the dream? When America was created, the stars must have danced in the sky. I'm sure they did. And the stars surely danced in the heavens. Our nation, our dream, the light of freedom, America, handed to us to keep the flame burning brightly. Are we up to the task? Let me pray for us. Father, what a gift this nation is that you gave us. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for entrusting it to us. Thank you for the lives on whose shoulders we stand now, and lives that we remember, and lives we respect and celebrate and admire, that stood in the gap for us all these years, the founders and those after, who believed in the dream, who kept the torch burning brightly, the flames of liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Lord. Help us to be up to the task and strengthen us. And when we don't have the strength, grab us, pull us, push us, prod us, draw us with you to be all that you want us to be for this great nation, so that we might be that for others, so that you might work through us to help others become all that you created them to be, all following you as this nation continues to follow you, one nation under God, one nation under God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And in your Son's precious, precious name I pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.